proclaiming God's great love to the nations. This is One Love Radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Abandoned street lights worries by Z. Head Teachers Association of Zambia refutes reintroduction of corporal punishment. In foreign news, ex-Nigeria's president buried at home. In sports, Grant names a 32-member Chan Provisional Squad. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Lusaka Province Dean of the Head Teachers Association of Zambia and Kamwala Secondary School Head Teacher Chiliba Mamba has refuted claims that the commitment form will reintroduce corporal punishment in schools. On Tuesday, the Ministry of Education introduced commitment forms for all schools in Zambia aimed at promoting good behavior among teachers and pupils while also incorporating home teachings into the education system. Mr. Chiliba says the commitment form will allow for pupils to undergo counseling as part of the disciplinary action. He has further called on the Ministry of Education to establish rehabilitation centers that will be used to rehabilitate learners that will be expelled from schools following failure to adhere to disciplinary measures by the school management.
Corporal punishment is not there. What is there is to integrate corporal punishment into what the document is really asking us. What is the document asking us? That was important. There is an element of counseling. We have counseling units in our schools. A child that offends should be counseled. But even as you counsel, the parent must have already known there are two people now involved. The parent is involved into the matter. The learner is involved in the matter. Then the school will be involved in the matter to counsel that person. And if counseling fails, then there will be suspension from school. And even as you suspend, there's still also a room for counseling. And also there's a room for the parents also to take their positions.
National Freedom Front, NFF Secretary General Harry Simuntala says the recent disclosure from the forensic audit into the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agency ZAMSA accounts has confirmed that there is an alleged deep-rooted corruption in the current regime, not premised on human errors of mismanagement, but a deliberate and organized syndicate of looters hidden as leaders and public servants depriving citizens of their resources. In a statement, Mr. Simuntala says the forensic audit findings are just a tip of a compromised system within the public service facilitated by members of the current regime through the deliberate sidestepping of procurement rules and tendering processes. Mr. Simontala has emphasized the need for transparency and decisive, genuine action, warning that measures such as dissolving the board, cabinet reshuffles and job advertisements risk being mere academic exercises or distractions aimed at diverting citizens from the truth. He has demanded advanced criminal prosecutions for people involved and that it must go beyond mere condemning of civil servants and include politicians, permanent secretary and ministers who have benefited from the scandal.
As National Freedom Front, we demand expedited criminal prosecutions for those involved. This must go beyond the mere scapegoating of civil servants and include politicians, permanent secretaries and ministers who have benefited from this scandal. We demand that the same zeal law enforcers apply when dealing with political opponents, specifically those that are vocal, should be applied on corrupt elements, as they directly deprive the country and its people of much needed resources.
The Renal Society of Zambia has commended the recent arteriovenous fistula camp held at Ndola Teaching Hospital, describing it as a landmark milestone in the country's renal care landscape. In a statement, Renal Society of Zambia Chairperson Justa Banda has expressed excitement over the successful camp as it marks a significant milestone, looking back at how far the institute has come in managing dialysis patients in Zambia. He notes that a large number of patients on chronic dialysis in the country still rely on permanent catheters, which are associated with higher infection risks and long-term complications. Dr. Banda says previously less than 30% of chronic hemodialysis patients were accessing dialysis with an IV fistula.
And this is also very significant that we have got this collaboration with the Surgical Society of Zambia, as well as the American College of Surgeons and the Hope Foundation. They have come at a time then now that there's a good skill transfer coming from our colleagues from the ACS, and also skill being transferred to our local surgeons, and in this case being studied by the Surgical Society of Zambia locally. And once this skill comes on board and we've gotten it, it will be a plus, because the beneficiaries, our patients, locally. So far, I think we're really happy that the skill transfer is actually taking place.
Now, still in local news, BYZ campaign founder Evans Ngoma has expressed concern over the lack of maintenance of solar streetlights and amounts to wasting taxpayers' money. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma says it is unfortunate that despite spending millions of resources in installing solar streetlights, government has not taken time to maintain the infrastructure. Mr. Ngoma has called on the Ministry of Local Government and Housing to issue a hot memo to local authorities across the country, emphasizing the importance of maintaining solar-powered streetlights. He says the move will ensure a coordinated effort across the country to promote sustainable development and community well-being. The Mozambican High Commission in Zambia has celebrated the country's 50th independence anniversary in Lusaka. Speaking at the independence celebration, Lusaka Province Minister Shell Mulyata has congratulated Mozambique on their 50 years of independence. Ms. Mulyata says Zambia and Mozambique continues to enjoy years of collaboration in many sectors of both countries' economies, including energy, transport and mining.